From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting reaction this Tuesday after it was announced that President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been charged with conspiring against the United States for money laundering and lying to the government. Manafort and his former associate, Rick Gates, have pleaded not guilty. However, all charges are resulting into an investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller into Russian collusion during last year's presidential elections. As VOA's Jim Malone reports, that former Trump foreign affairs advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5th to lying to federal agents.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders described Papadopoulos as a minor player in the Trump campaign.
It was extremely limited. It was a volunteer position. And again, no activity was ever done in an official capacity on behalf of the campaign in that regard.
President Trump responded to the news with a tweet proclaiming no collusion. Later, Manafort's lawyer, Kevin Downing, spoke to reporters outside the court.
There is no evidence that Mr. Manafort or the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government.
Manafort served as Trump campaign chairman during last year's Republican convention.
U.S. Special Forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. President Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Mam on the northern coast of Libya. A suicide bomber struck the diplomatic enclave in the Afghan capital, Kabul, killing at least 8 people and wounding many more, helped the ministry officials report. Islamic State has, in fact, claimed responsibility for that attack. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel has blown up a tunnel being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza Monday, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty and believes there are other tunnels under construction. South Korea's leader Moon Jae-in and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will hold huddle on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit taking place in Vietnam on November 10th and 11th, ending a year of diplomatic tensions over South Korea's deployment of a U.S.-built anti-missile system. Relations between the regional superpowers turned frosty after Seoul deployed the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Defense System, also known as THAAD, on the grounds of a former golf course in a southern city. South Korea says THAAD is deployed to counter a possible missile strike from North Korea. However, China counters that the system diminishes its security. Ousted Catalonia leader Carles Puigdemont is expected to make a public appearance in Brussels a day after he traveled there while Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against Catalan leaders for their support of an independence referendum. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Kate Schutze, a researcher with the rights group Amnesty International, claims the Manus Island detainees.
Belgian lawyer Paul Bickert told VRT television that Puigdemont was in Brussels and had appointed him a lawyer. Catalonia held a referendum October 1st on the question of whether the autonomous region should break away from Spain. The government in Madrid rejected the secession push, and after Catalan lawyers declared independence last week, the central government asserted control over the region and dissolved the local parliament. No new elections are set for December, and Catalonia's separatist party announced it would field candidates. Thailand says it has revoked the passports of ousted Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, who fled the country last month before facing sentencing in connection with a botched rice subsidy program. The foreign ministry says Yingluck carried 2 diplomatic passports and 2 personal ones. She was convicted by Thailand's Supreme Court in September on charges of negligence and sentenced in absentia to 5 years in prison as she fled Thailand before the verdict was announced. The government lost over $1 billion in that scheme, which bought rice at above-market prices from poor farmers and aimed to resell it later at a higher price. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.